Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Monday, the Monday after Super Bowl. Philadelphia Eagles are the new Super Bowl champions for the very first time after defeating the New England Patriots 41-33. Fans in Philly took to the streets celebrating the victory.
Let's go!
Eagles quarterback Nick Foles won the game's MVP award. A plane crashed in eastern Butler County Saturday evening, 5 miles north of Rosalia. The Cessna 150 had two people on board. Crash landed upside down in a field, but no one was injured. No word on what caused that crash. A Wichita high school used a homecoming pep rally to give a teacher a surprise send-off before he deploys for a year with the Kansas Army National Guard.
The Wichita Eagle reports that woodworking teacher David Young was surprised to be honored at the Wichita South High School assembly on Friday. Assistant Principal Ashok Surrender thanked Young for his service and told him the school loves him. Young is scheduled to leave around mid-February for a year-long assignment in Kuwait with the 161st Field Artillery Regiment. Young's wife and his two grown children surprised him at the assembly. Command Sergeant Major Rick Heaney, who oversees recruitment for the Kansas Army National Guard, says it was great for students to see a teacher honored for his military service. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
Supporters of a Kansas chemistry instructor hope immigration officials will be lenient because he has lived in the United States for 30 years without problems and has a family. The Kansas City Star reports Syed Ahmed Jamal was arrested in his front yard in Lawrence January 24th as he was walking his seventh-grade daughter to school.
Funeral services have been set for a Pratt mother and her four children who died in a house fire last month.
The funerals for 22-year-old Cherie Wheatley and her four children, ranging in age from a few months to 6 years, will be held Wednesday morning at the First United Methodist Church in Pratt. The four children were killed in the January 25th fire. Wheatley was pulled from the home with burns and was flown to Via Christi St. Francis Hospital in Wichita, where she died 2 days after the fire. Pratt police say the family was trapped in the basement when the fire broke out. The Kansas Fire Marshal's office says it's waiting on lab results to determine the cause of the fire. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The 50th anniversary of the first moon landing is approaching as NASA prepares to mark the occasion. The SpaceWorks team at the Kansas Cosmosphere in Hutchinson is getting involved.
Our SpaceWorks division on Monday received the first load of original mission control consoles from the National Historic Landmark Mission Control at Johnson Space Center.
Cosmosphere CEO Jim Remar says the team is tasked with the restoration of the machines that helped launch and guide a number of missions to the moon. The project is slated for completion in Hutchinson by July.
Congress is facing a deadline on funding the federal government this week.
Disagreements over immigration and DACA led to the shutdown last month. Right now, lawmakers say they do not expect to have a deal on DACA before the February 8th deadline, but they also say don't expect to see a shutdown. House Speaker Paul Ryan says they are making progress on a long-term budget deal, particularly when it comes to a budgetary caps agreement. But he says even if Republicans and Democrats could come together on a long-term spending bill, he says at this point they wouldn't have time to draft it. Right now we're told that Republicans will likely pass and push for a short-term spending bill that funds the government through March 23rd. In Washington, I'm Ellison Barber, Fox News.
Firefighters say wildfires have scorched thousands of acres of dry grasslands in northeastern Oklahoma. Dozens of firefighters fought a grass fire along the Oklahoma Highway 20 in Osage County Saturday evening that officials say burned up to 10,000 acres. Authorities say no homes or other structures were damaged in the fires and no injuries are reported. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. A good day to dig for the heavy coat yet again as we head out the door. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 30s by around lunchtime, 42 and windy this afternoon. Clouding up tonight as another storm system moves our way. Our low near 20. Snow chances will gradually increase throughout the day Tuesday with a high 29, but end by Tuesday evening. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 10 degrees, south wind at 13 miles per hour. The wind chill is 5 below. Yes. About 400 students at a high school near St. Louis got an early dismissal Friday. The school day ended after a 9-foot-long boa constrictor slipped out of its enclosure in a biology class.
Yep, that's school's out. We're done here.
Once the snake went on the loose, the students were let loose, dismissed for the rest of the day. After a frantic search of Brentwood High and middle schools, the snake was found beneath the floor wrapped around pipes. A ceramic floor was ripped up to retrieve the reptile. Snakes in a classroom.
Woo!
Snakes in a plane. And every time I see a story like that, it reminds me of the time the possum got loose in the hallways of good old West High School. And we all tried to leave, but they wouldn't let us. We fled out the door into the parking lot, and principal said out, "Kid, we've rounded up the possum. Come back to class." So we immediately ran to the other side of the building. This went on for a while.
Oh, my.
Until we got the possum. A possum is a frightful animal. There was much screaming and running. A Tyrannosaurus rex fossil that's been on prominent display at Chicago's Field Museum is being moved to make room for a cast of the biggest dinosaur ever discovered.
Oh, even bigger.
I've never been to this museum. I've never been to Chicago. So apparently it's a dandy. Officials with the Field Museum say the T-Rex named Sue, which has been at the museum since 2000, will be moved today. The specimen will be updated and moved upstairs to a private suite opening in 2019.
Oh, there you go.
The changes are part of an overhaul to the Lakefront Museum's main hall. A 122-foot-long Titanosaur from Argentina is expected to arrive in June. It'll take up a third of the main hall with its head peaking over a 28-foot second-floor balcony.
How about that?
That is a big dinosaur.
That sounds like it's pretty cool.
Yeah. It really is.
You'll see that.
We get to Chicago. Okay, what else we got going on this morning? Well, we have a fine prize for Valentine's Day, Ted. And this is a $20 gift card from Coco Dolce at Bradley Fair or their new location, New Market Square next to Panera. And,
yeah, out west,
Mannheim Steamrollers Classic Romance CD, Romantic Melodies. Somebody's going to win that today sometime here.
Very nice.
And, of course, Journey and Def Leppard coming to Wichita's Interest Bank Arena Monday, July 16th. And we have tickets for that. Pair of tickets. Have two pairs this morning. Sometime this morning. So be listening for your chance to win that. We're going to take
care
of you.
Look at
that. Take care of you today. 6:36, Steve and Ted also on the way. About a half hour from now or a little more, we're going to talk with Detective Wendy Hummel for Crime Stoppers.
Our weekly Crime Stoppers update on Monday mornings.
Right. And then at 7:35, we'll talk with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Monday's
yeah, he'll
later.
Give us a full rundown of his Super Bowl party activities last night.
Well, I'm sure it was quite a Super Bowl party.
He attended. He is the mayor. He probably attended several shindigs.
Yeah.
He probably just party hopped last night.
He's a party hopper. So did you get any snacks yesterday? I got some pizza, some dip, cheese ball. All kinds of good stuff where I was. How about you?
Yeah, I was in the same mode. I had a little pizza, peanut butter M&Ms. Well, Andy's mints.
All right.
Well, French onion dip. Yeah, I got it done yesterday.
A lot of people watching the football game, and it was a pretty good game this year.
Well, it was high scoring. It wasn't dull. Yeah, it was
like Brady did 500 yards and still didn't win,
and still lost the game. Patriots didn't even punt.
I saw that they didn't punt once.
No, a team that did not even have to punt once, and they lost.
They lost.
Well, I think they need work on the defensive side of the ball.
I did a little research on the Eagles. Searching my memory, I couldn't come up with much, except that I knew that the Eagles won the NFL championship back in 1960 before there was a Super Bowl.
The Eagles, until last night, had not won a championship in my lifetime.
Yeah.
What were they doing? What were you doing in 1960 when the Eagles won their title?
10 years old.
You were 10 years old. My gosh.
They beat the Packers in the playoff. Vince Lombardi's only defeat in... Playoff defeat in his career.
What do you think of that? That's pretty good little stat right there.
16-17. And who caught the winning pass for the Eagles that day? A fellow by the name of Ted Dean.
Ted Dean.
Rookie of the year that year. Wichita State University.
Yeah, a guy that played for the Shockers.
I remember Ted Dean.
You can't win an NFL championship if you don't have a team.
One of my
bring it back.
One of my junior high school football coaches, Dan Jones, told us about the time that he didn't fire out properly in making a tackle out there at Wichita State during a practice, and Ted Dean left three big footprints right up his chest.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Dan told us about Ted Dean running over it.
Yeah, that was Ted's rookie year with the Eagles too.
Yeah,
he gets drafted out of Wichita. He's a hot shot in the NFL, and his team wins the NFL championship as a rookie.
Not bad.
That was a long time. That was 57 years
ago.
Yeah,
really. 1960. All right, 6:38 now. Steve and Ted. It's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The cattle complex had a roller coaster week of trading last week and lacked any major changing fundamental news. Now, Friday, the cattle started with mixed trading, made new highs for the week, and closed positive, but well off the session highs. Cash cattle trade last week was a little lower than the previous week at $126. The lean hogs traded mostly lower Friday and closed positive. April lean hogs Friday, 20 cents higher at 126.12. March feeders, $1.37 higher at 150.92. And April lean hogs closed 72 higher at 73.55. And new lows for the week were made Friday for the entire soybean complex, and they closed negative along with the corn and wheat futures. For the week, the March KC wheat gained 20 cents. March soybeans lost 7 cents. And March corn gained a nickel for the week. Now, trading overnight has been negative, but in very good volume, and Thursday is a monthly USDA supply and demand report. March KC wheat currently is 7 cents lower at 456 and a quarter. March corn down 3.5 cents at 358, and March soybeans 7.25 cents lower at 971 and a half. March crude oil this morning, 58 cents lower at 64.87. April gold's $1.20 higher at 1,338.40. The March S&P down 14 and a quarter points at 2,742 and a quarter. The March dollar index is 7 cents higher at 89.11. And March Dow Jones futures down 239 points at 25,189. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
How much snow did you get in Butler County yesterday there, sir?
Enough to get sidewalk covered, and that's about it.
Yeah, and then it probably melted away after that, huh?
Most of it did.
All right. So did you do any Super Bowl and watching there or anything?
I watched a little bit of it. I was working on some papers, and I was flipping between watching a little bit of the Super Bowl and watching reruns of Mannix.
Well, quite a mix there for you, huh?
That is quite a mix.
Another exciting Super Bowl Sunday for Tom Leffler. All right, Tom. Hey, stay warm today, okay?
I'll do it. Thank you, Steve.
641, Steve and Ted. Journey and Def Leppard coming to Wichita's Intrust Bank Arena Monday, July 16th, and we have tickets. In fact, a pair of tickets right now. If you'd like to go see Journey and Def Leppard, give me a call, 869-1330. 869-1330. 641 now, Steve and Ted. Don Graham, CFP, the Money Tracker, coming up. The amazing effects of delaying retirement. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.